All right, dude. What's up, man?
Good morning. Sorry I'm late. Trying to get ready for our all-district meeting today and getting our junior high track kids, but I do apologize for being late. But I got the call in, I promise.
Hey, it's better late than never, dude. Right?
Yes, sir.
I'm sicker than crap, so, you know, I'm glad you called.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
So let's kind of recap last night. We just talked about that, actually, before you called in, about the game with Spring Lake Earth. Last night, the girls sneak one out, and the boys hang in there but couldn't muster the victory there.
No, just couldn't pull it off. We tried everything we could, and we just couldn't pull it off last night for the boys. But girls got a good game. We did had a little bit different rotation. I think that's no offense to Spring Lake Earth, but I think it's kind of why the game was so close. I wanted to make it a point to play my seniors, my upperclassmen. We have one young lady that hadn't got to really play this year due to injury. And to be honest with you, she wasn't released, but her parents are like, hey, coach, it's the last game of her career. Let's just let her go. And so we played her a little bit more than probably should have. She could barely move back and forth down the floor with that knee, but we wanted to give her that opportunity, man. She's been a big part of us, even though she hasn't played. So, but it was a great game with Spring Lake Earth.
All right, talk about some of the players last night that had their last ball game, and you know, stuff you'll remember for a long time.
Oh man, you know, for me, the seniors. We have two seniors. We return 9 next year, and you know, I get emotional talking about these two seniors because one of them, you know, like I said, with the knee injury, she didn't get to really play this year, but she didn't miss practice. She was at practice. She helped the other girls learn the system because it was something new, me coming in, the way I did things and the system I run and things like that. And she was always very involved, whether it's, you know, basically kind of being a manager or even being a coach. I even got to the point where I would call her coach at times. And so she was amazing. So to lose Miley would be big. America was a senior that didn't plan on playing basketball. She has no, like, this is something she hasn't done in several years. And I convinced her to give us a shot. And in my opinion, she is the district MVP when it comes to defense. Now, whether she wins it or not, I don't know. But that young lady played her heart out every night, gave everything she had, and she defended the best player on the other team every game. And so I hope she wins some kind of accolade today.
All right, the boys losing by 4 points. Kind of walk us through that game.
Oh, my gosh, Heartbreak City, man. That's who we are. We're Heartbreak City. We just cannot. Man, if you go back and look at our scores throughout the year, at the end of the game, it just seems like we're always right there, and we just can't get over that hill. And maybe it's me. Maybe I just do something wrong. I don't know. But these kids, these boys, I wouldn't trade them for the world. And I'm very honest. I'm brutally honest. You two know me for years. I hate coaching boys. I don't know what it is. Boys drive me crazy. But this group of boys, I love them. Like, I will walk through a field of fire and ash and coal barefooted for these boys. They give me everything they have every single night. We had an opportunity to win it at the buzzer. We had a young man break away for a layup, at the buzzer, and it clanked off the back of the rim. Went into overtime, we win the tip, and oh, my gosh, we immediately throw it backcourt. Like, I just – one of those brain farts, I guess, you know. It was just like, oh, my God, what are you doing right here? He threw it backcourt, and next thing you know, Spring Lake Earth gets the ball, and – they have some good kids in Spring Lake Earth. They have I can't remember, I think he's number 34, man. Little lefty guard, man. He knocked down a big shot, and, you know, they just kept coming up with plays. And that coach right there, I call those type of coaches Wile E. Coyotes, man. They're just guys that have been around a long time, and they got a lot of little tricks up their sleeves and this and that. And, he did a great job with his boys. But he said it after the game. He said, "Coach, your kids are scrappy. They just don't never give up." And that's what I love about these boys. That is my mentality and who I am, and personally in my life. And they have embodied that. And so I love these kids to death.
All right, close out the season Friday night, 6 o'clock against Last Buddy.
Yes, sir. Laz Buddy. And I tell you what, it's going to be fun. They were pretty spirited when we went over there and played. You know, their crowd was pretty loud. Their boys were hyped up. I don't know what it is about playing us. It seems like every game, the team, our opponent, is always hyped to play us. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's me, if it's like rivalries from the past. I don't know. But I'm sure they'll be jacked to play us. And it's the last game for us. You know, sadly, we didn't make the playoffs. We didn't do enough. But I think it's going to be a good game. They got some size on them. You know, we're just going to go be us, man. That's what we'll stick to, our five non-negotiables.
All right, get some sleep, man. You're probably burning the candle at both ends, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm the head boys and girls basketball coach. It's tiring, but I love it. And I, you know, if they give me the opportunity, I'll do it again. Some people think I'm crazy for doing it, but you know, when I get done here, I got literally, I think, 3 weeks until club ball starts. And y'all know how we do it in club ball, man. We go hard until from mid-March all the way to July. And it's going to be a heck of a club season. Kids from all over West Texas and Eastern New Mexico playing again. So I'm excited to get those. I think we got 43 kids in our club basketball program this coming spring. So I'm excited to get going there.
You about killed us doing that stuff, man.
It's always fun, man. It's great, you know. This group is no different than any other, sir. I got athletic directors' kids, I got coaches' kids, I got farmers' kids, I got all people from all different walks of life, and it's amazing, you know. And talking to these kids and these parents, they're excited, and so that's just who I am. I do basketball. I do it like 10 months out of the year.
Sounds good, man. No, we'll talk again next week and see, kind of wrap things up.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.